Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's Biggest Fall Sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton's been indicted on 18 felony counts involving mishandling classified information. Bolton denies wrongdoing, calling this a further weaponization. His lawyer says Bolton kept private diaries. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer said,
within this indictment, it says that none of the 18 counts in the indictment are associated with information that came out from the memoir. Instead, it's about information that was allegedly sent to two individuals within his family, as well as this alleged leak that Iran might have picked up.
Today, President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another round of high-level talks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll send the National Guard to Austin tomorrow ahead of planned No Kings anti-Trump protests in the city. And Britain's prime minister says he's angered by a decision from a soccer team banning Israeli fans from attending a game next month. This is ABC News. There was outrage in California after the governor indicated that President Trump was ordering missiles shot over a busy freeway this weekend, and that would cause the freeway to close. The military says that's not the plan.
As it was presented by Governor Gavin Newsom's office, at least on social media on Wednesday, President Trump was planning to shoot live missiles into Camp Pendleton over the busy 5 freeway or close to it, causing it to be shut down this weekend. But the military said no, the freeway won't be shut down. It is doing a demonstration for Vice President J.D. Vance to celebrate the Marine Corps' 250th anniversary, but it will be on approved training grounds at Camp Pendleton. Newsom's office says it is relieved the White House has backed off plans to shut down the interstate, although it's unclear if that was ever actually the plan. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Los Angeles is home to the L.A. Dodgers. Tonight, they can return to the Fall Classic. They lead the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0 in the National League Championship Series. The American League Series continues in Seattle. Mariners and Blue Jays tied at 2. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection would like you to be aware of scams going around. Scammers convince consumers to invest their money in fraudulent schemes by using many different tricks, even romance. Ahead of Sweetest Day on October 18th, consumers can protect themselves from heartbreak and devastating financial loss by learning how these scams work and how to identify them. In recent years, a form of investment fraud known as pig butchering has become more common. In this scam, the scammer targets a consumer by pretending to be an online romantic interest or investment coach. The scammer builds a relationship with their target through a dating app, text messages, or social media platform. Next, the scammer asks their target to invest with them in a promising new trading platform or by buying an exciting new cryptocurrency. They guarantee big returns. But what the consumer does not know is that the proposed investment is secretly controlled by the scammer. The consumer is provided fake growth charts and account statements from the fake trading platform and are then encouraged to invest more money into the scheme. This is called fattening the pig. When the consumer runs out of money or realizes it's a scam, the scammer butchers the pig by disappearing with all the investment funds. The best way for consumers to handle a pig butchering scam is to recognize the red flags and avoid it entirely by never giving money to anyone they meet online. Some warning signs consumers can take note of include: no trustworthy romantic interest or investment coach will pressure someone to quickly invest a large amount of money into a little-known trading platform or cryptocurrency. If you or someone you know realizes that you've been scammed, you should take the following steps. Stop all contact with the scammer. Save all communications with the scammer, including bank and cryptocurrency account transaction records. Collect any identifying information they have about the scammer, including their name, phone number, email and mailing addresses, and social media account handles, and report the scam to your financial institutions, credit card companies, and local law enforcement right away. Consumers with questions are encouraged to contact the DFI's Division of Securities at 608-266-2139. Looking for a volunteer opportunity? Well, the Mercer Area Snowgoers have one for you. This Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., you're invited to join the crew for their annual brushing day. Starting at 9, you'll arrive for trail assignment and bakery goods with coffee to start the day. And they do ask that you bring any equipment you may have to help maintain the trails, including pole saws, chainsaws, weed whackers, brush loppers, side-by-sides, and ATVs, and be sure to pack plenty of water and dress accordingly for outdoor work. Lunch will be provided after 1 p.m. as a thank you for helping them get the trails ready for the best riding season yet. They do ask that you please mark if you plan to attend so they can make sure to have enough food, and you can find this event posting on the Mercer Area Snowgoers Facebook page. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, October 18th at 9 a.m. over at 2625 West Margaret Street in Mercer. How did Wisconsin end the fiscal year in 2025? Joanne Krulitz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the Budget Stabilization Fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office. The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on DOA's website.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
An Aqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of An Aqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at An Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnAquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, October 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Sharon, of Butternut, by four children, James Wasco of Superior, by Roseanne Larson of Solon Springs, by Lori Danz of Solon Springs, and by Dawn Holman of Mosinee. Survived also by five grandchildren, by his sister Charlotte Richter of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass will be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, October 17th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her eight children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by nine siblings: Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls, died on October 12th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She is survived by her husband, William, by her daughter Juniper Lydia, by her parents Lydia and Helmut, further survived by her mother-in-law, by her father-in-law, and by her sister Stephanie and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls, on Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation, kick off 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And checking out some other local sports, of course, the Merrowood Conference cross-country meet was held yesterday. And the Prentice Rib Lake boys take home a championship on the boys' side with 46 points, just 4 points ahead of Marathon, who finished in second. And Phillips, just 5 points back in third place at 51. Quite a battle for that top spot. Stratford finished in fourth place, and Edgar finishing in fifth place. Shawamigan sixth, Auburndale coming in seventh, and Athens and Assumption did have runners there, but not enough to make up an entire team. Winning the individual side of it was Lucy Dolan out of Assumption, with Leah Harper of Phillips coming in second place, getting all-conference honors. Other area runners: first team all-conference for Haley Bodo, who finished in third place. Prentice Rib Lakes, Kylie Orison, also finishing in sixth place. And Ruby McCormick of Phillips in eighth place, all getting first team all-conference. On the boys' side, it was Assumption that was the boys'. On the girls' side, Assumption taking home the title, with a total of 43 points on the girls' side. And second place finish for Phillips coming in at 48. Shawamigan third with 97. Stratford fourth. Auburndale fifth. Prentice Rib Lake in sixth. Edgar seventh. And Abbotsford Athens Marathon did have runners, but not enough to make up an entire team for a team score. Again, on the girls' side, again, we mentioned the players who made the all-conference. On the boys' side individually, it was Gavin Esterholm of Phillips, the senior. He takes home a conference championship with a first-place finish. Henry Regeer of Prentice Rib Lake finishing in third for first-team all-conference honors also. And it was Caleb Scott of Prentice Rib Lake finishing in eighth place for all-conference honors. Nick Pesco just out of that for Phillips, coming in ninth place. You can see all the cross-country results from the junior varsity, middle school and such, all of that is available for you at 98qcountry.com. Just go under Sports tab, and we've got a link to the website that has all the results from the cross-country meet yesterday from the Shawamigan school. And a week from Saturday, it'll be sectionals. That'll be held in Phillips this year. And top runners there will advance on to state. And we will have coverage that day on Saturday, the 25th of October, with races starting at about noon. We will have live broadcasts from that event out there in Phillips. High school football tonight. Shawamigan has added a game, and they'll travel to Lake Holcomb tonight. And we will bring you that contest right here. And a reminder that tournament volleyball brackets are set. We'll have Shawamigan and Phillips tournament volleyball Tuesday night. Shawamigan on the road at Colfax, and Glenwood City comes to Phillips. So tournament volleyball Tuesday night right here on your Civic Media stations.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy and warm for mid-October with highs right around 70. Can't totally rule out a few showers in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Currently, it's 55 degrees. 98Q
Country. My parents are from the greatest generation. They're amazing. They survived World War II, the Great Depression, the polio epidemic, pulp in their orange juice. Unregulated, unlimited pulp in their orange juice. Never said a word about it. Never complained. Then wheat came along, took one sip. What was that? There's orange in my orange juice. Do something now! And they did. Tropicana rolled right over. Got rid of all the pulp. All right, the pulp is gone. You crazy people, are you happy? The pulp is gone. There's no more pulp. Are you happy now? Can we keep some pulp? How much is some pulp? I don't know, a pinch of pulp, a dash of pulp. I don't know, we'll whine until you get it perfect. How does that sound?
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Give it up for The Weeknd.
Friday.
Yeah, baby!
A lot of people are saying, wow.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Isn't it fun, you guys? Carving pumpkins for Halloween.
Boogeyman is coming.
What's your name?
Frankenstein.
What are you trying to do, scare me?
Hell right, hell right. Everybody's throwing down.
Celebratory sodas all around.
We're going to the weed store.
I'm going with you, but you're going to need somebody from the streets who can speak the lingo.
I have to say, you have a great smile.
I am very happy to be here. Man, yes, sir.
Now get out of here. Don't come back.
98. So this is where it
is.
Q.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
Country. Country.
You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. And a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you? when you get that kind of news. Man, what you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
But that sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive.
Red Akins had a birthday the other day. That ain't my truck. 27 after 7, Joel here, the 98Q Morning Show, coming to you live from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness, Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. We're going to warm it up today. I think I overdressed today. I was a little chilled after hanging out outside last night. It wasn't cold, the cross country, but it was just enough. Breeze was moving a little bit of a mist here and there. This morning I got up and I thought, well, I'm going to put some clothes on. I'm going to layer up. And then I got out the door and I'm like, wait a minute here. I think it's going to be 70 degrees today. And it is going to be 70 today. A little bit breezy. And we're seeing some rain showers move through the area also. Rain is definitely going to be a possibility today and tomorrow. Don't give up on the sun, especially for tomorrow. So 70 today, 66 for tomorrow, and then 50s for Sunday, Monday. Probably not going to get out of the 40s starting next Tuesday. And anytime you have highs in the 40s, you know what could happen overnight. We don't talk about that yet. But there's a little bit of rain shower activity still in the area. Nice morning, really. 54. I don't think we're going to see a 54-degree wake-up temp for a while. And for a while, I mean like April, maybe. it may not. We'll probably get a few in there, but I hope your Friday, hope your weekend has some good things going for it. A lot going on, lots to take in, whatever it may be. Maybe you're an arts and craftsy person. You want to go down to the Fifield Fire Department tomorrow and support their event down there with the Lions Club and raffles and some great food. And as Gary Griesel mentioned in his interview with Austin yesterday, the soups. Oh, my, the soups. So that's at the Fifield Fire Department. Nice event going on there tomorrow. So you might want to take that in. We've got hopefully more than one Brewer game remaining. Yeah, it's... it's 3-0 now. So now, if there ever was the definition of a must-win game, that would be the rest of this series for the Brewers. So they now got to win 4 in a row over the Dodgers. Stranger things have happened in this world. The chances, the odds, definitely not with them here. The Dodgers are just crazy, crazy loaded, crazy good. And the Brewers' bats... just haven't been able to figure it out. They've scored, The Brewers have scored four runs in four games. I got that right, or close to that anyway. So they'll play again tonight, and that will be a 7:38 first pitch right here. And TBS, the same channel they've all been on. So the other series, by the way, Toronto and Seattle, that's 2-2 now. The road team keeps winning over there. And in fact, last night was the first time that a home team has won in either of the championship series after six games where the road team won them all. Now, finally, the Dodgers won one last night. So we'll do it tonight. We got Brewers here, Dodgers. Win or go home for the crew on that one tonight. And we've got Shawamigan football. They're traveling to Lake Holcomb for their last contest of the season. And that'll be over on our sister station on Trail Mix 103.1 with Steve Jetland. And volleyball fans, note, we will have tournament volleyball on next Tuesday. Phillips is going to travel. Is going to host Glenwood City on Tuesday. We'll have that for you right here. And then next Tuesday, Shawamigan will travel to Colfax. Steve Jetland going down in his old stomping ground area down there, and he's going to bring you that contest on Tuesday. So tournament volleyball front and center starting on Tuesday. And, of course, the Packers. We got the Packers on. So I love them Packers. I'd do anything for them Packers, Jerry. The Packers Sunday at 3:30. And it's a 1 o'clock pregame. Now, should the Brewers, by the way, if the Brewers win today, they'll play again tomorrow at 7:08. So if they win today, there will be another game tomorrow night. If they should win that game on today and tomorrow, then they would come home for games on Monday and a possible game 7 on Tuesday. But let's score a run. Let's score more than a run. When you score one run in a game, I think your chances of winning aren't very good, right? It's amazing in baseball, the statistics, when you score three runs in a game versus four runs, your odds of winning that game just go through the roof. When you score one run, I don't think your odds are very good. So the Brewers got to get the bats going. The Dodgers, you kind of get a feeling right now that after they had some issues earlier in the year that this is it. That this is it for them to win it again. And they should. They should. They're loaded. I mean, they got a lot of they got a lot of good players, and they got a huge payroll. They got a huge payroll. And if you're not familiar with how Major League Baseball works, here's how Major League Baseball works. There is no salary cap in Major League Baseball. You can spend as much as you want. You can go buy every good player you want. But if you spend over a certain amount, then there's a tax, an additional tax, a surcharge, basically. And the Dodgers pay a lot of that, like $150 million they pay in taxes and penalties on overpaying. But they're in a large market. They have a large TV contract and all that stuff. And they've got a lot of really good players. So let's see if maybe the Brewers can at least make a little dent in that tonight. All right. Right now, as a Brewer fan, your mentality is, all right, in the back of your mind, you say, it's over. All right. It's over. It was a fun season. So whatever happens tonight, good, we'll take it. All right, you get off to a 2-0 lead in the first inning tonight. That's a positive. All right. You have a chance to win the game in the eighth inning tonight. That's a positive. Well, you always have a chance. There's no clock in baseball, obviously. But I think that's a mentality you got to go in. All right? Just resign to the fact that it was an awesome season. You ran into a buzzsaw in the Dodgers. It's probably over. So anything that happens, if you're treated to a game 5 tomorrow night, well, that's a positive. That's a positive. 7:38. Will be first pitch tonight. Mike Clemens will join us. He's covering the Brewers and the Packers and the Badgers, and he'll join us live at 8:15 here on the morning show to talk about all of that stuff. And I want to also just quick mention here before we get into our news, Thursday, our annual day of giving on Thursday. I was doing the math on this in the 25 years that I've been here at WCQM Radio. I think we have raised close to, if not in the range of, $250,000 for charities because of you guys. We do this day of giving. We've done this for years. We did it for the Time Out Shelter. And the $250,000 might be a little high end on that. It's definitely over $200,000 between the timeout shelter and the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Catkins. We always take one day on the morning show, and we make it about a local charity that's really doing some good stuff. And this year we're doing it for His House of Hope. And this is very exciting because I was just talking to Mr. Knack down there, one of the folks who's with His House of Hope. I was just talking to him yesterday. And there's a lot of excitement building around this fundraiser already, matching funds already, and people already stepping forward with some donations of things you can bid on, and also monetary donations. So stay tuned. Mark it on your calendar next Thursday. If you love to help out local organizations that are doing good stuff right here, then you'll want to be tuned in that day. I think it's going to be a special day next Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is our day of giving here, benefiting His House of Hope. Let's get you updated twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been indicted on 18 felony counts involving mishandling classified information. Bolton denies wrongdoing, calling this a further weaponization. His lawyer says Bolton kept private diaries. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer said,
within this indictment, it says that none of the 18 counts in the indictment are associated with information that came out from the memoir. Instead, it's about information that was allegedly sent to two individuals within his family, as well as this alleged leak that Iran might have picked up.
Today, President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another round of high-level talks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll send the National Guard to Austin tomorrow ahead of planned No Kings anti-Trump protests in the city. And Britain's prime minister says he's angered by a decision from a soccer team banning Israeli fans from attending a game next month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price County Highway Department would like you to know that on Monday, October 20th, the Timms Hill Entrance Road will be closed through traffic for culvert replacements. It will be closed 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and visitors to the park will be directed to use the exit road to access the park. Once again, Monday, October 20th, the Timms Hill Entrance Road will be closed for culvert replacements from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Visitors to the park will be directed to use the exit road to access the park. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your cooperation and understanding. Tuesday, October 21st at 5 p.m., the Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts invite you to join them for an evening you're sure to enjoy. This is their annual meeting, featuring a board meeting at 5 p.m., followed by a potluck and a program at 6:15 p.m., and you can find the agenda of the meeting at ironcountyoutdoors.org. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, October 21st at 5 p.m., over at the Mercer Community Center. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests, and the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs, and so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Zeemer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Rachelle Rivera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And Aqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Aqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodgers Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over, so those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And on the local sports scene, Shawamigan and Phillips played volleyball last night. It was a non-conference tilt, warm-up for tournament time next week. And Phillips wins it 3-1, 25-17, 16-25, 25-12, and 25-15. Stat leaders for Phillips included Annika Tobias, who had 19 attack kills, and Gabby Prostek with 7. It was Layla Staroba with 23 assists for Phillips. Rayleigh Williams had 3 service aces, and Maya Hertline had 16 digs. So the Loggers will begin their regional play. That'll be Tuesday, hosting Glenwood City. We'll have that game for you right here. Tuesday, Shawamigan travels to Colfax, and that game will be over on Trail Mix 103.1. Also on Tuesday, tournament volleyball on the radio right here. The Lady Midget volleyball team wrapped up their regular season last night. The JV team battled against Hurley, falling 19-25, 22-25, and 10-16. It was varsity with a tough loss to Hurley after winning the first set 25-22 and then falling 16-25, 17-25, and 22-25. Allie Luloff led the team with kills with 9, followed closely by Jana Nearing with 8, and Lizzie Pritzel. She led the night in ace services with 4, while Allie and Gianna added 3 apiece in that contest. Allie also led defensively with 16 digs, followed by Gianna with 13, Lizzie and Lindsay Kennedy each with 12 digs, and both Allie and Brooklyn Tremel recorded a solo block also. So the Lady Midgets now finished the regular season at 4-5 in conference and a overall record of 15-19. They will host South Shore tournament game Tuesday night at the Butternut Gym starting at 7 o'clock.
Start your 4-year degree at NTC with University Transfer, the affordable way to complete classes with maximum transferability. With NTC's University Transfer degree, you can start here and go anywhere, including transfer to UW, Stevens Point, and other 4-year universities. Learn more today by visiting www.ntc.edu/university-transfer or contact the NTC campus nearest you, North Central Technical College. Start here, go anywhere.
ABC Home Expert is your one-stop shop for all your home remodeling needs. Located at 500 Birch Street in Park Falls in the former Wakefield Chiropractic Building, they make transforming your home simple and stress-free, offering free quotes, 3D designs, quality materials, and expert advice, from cabinets to countertops to flooring and more. You can expect dependable contractors, on-time completion, and lasting results. Call 715-890-8088 or stop by their showroom today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
You sit out when others head out. you find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. Call us today.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 98.3 FM, 98Q Country, WCQM.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and warm for mid-October with highs right around 70. Can't totally rule out a few showers in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Current temperature is 54.
98Q Country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. Wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. The cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind, is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Thank you.
in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. It looks like Sally and Rod finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. 35 cents off a ground round, baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing, you curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. We take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. As the sun fades, that's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized, mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time, a smile on Sunday. Oh yeah. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah.
All right, Craig Morgan there, 98Q Country Morning Show, coming to you from the Aspira's Health Studios. It's a smile to listening ear. It's a helping hand. Aspira's Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Today, on this 17th of October, it is, I'm just looking at different things that are being observed today. Oh, Randy Kunch would love this. I Love Lucy Day today. Love it. I Love Lucy. I love that show. I can, it's just one of those shows for me that you flip by it in syndication and you're like, all right, I'll take a little bit of this. That's fine. So you give me a little I Love Lucy, throwing a little Gilligan's Island on the side. I won't skip past that. And I'm not proud of it, but I will say that I think it was on Tuesday. I watched probably a good hour of Brady Bunch. It was on, I don't even know what channel. My wife, she has the remote. If it's sports, I'm in control. But if it's anything else that's on the TV, I'm riding side saddle. So my wife likes to turn on the Pluto channel, which has all kinds. It's a free app. If you haven't discovered the Pluto TV channel, do it. It's free. And there's Happy Days. I don't know if there's Gilligan's Island on there, but there's Brady Bunch on there. Oh my, it's good stuff. Good stuff. So I'm not happy to admit that. It's one of those shows too. You have those shows where you're watching it and you don't know why. You're right in the middle of it and you're thinking of yourself, if somebody walks in right now and catches me watching this show, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not. But come on, raise your hand. How many people, Brady Bunch, if it was on syndication, if it was an option to watch on your TV, raise your hand. Would you watch it? Of course you would. Come on. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. We got all the news to come. Mike Clemens will join us to talk about the Brewers and why they can't hit the ball here. He'll join us live at about 8:15.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Hallman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's covered. We're doing it for the next couple of weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's covered for the next couple of weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy.
98 Q Country.
Wish I had a car. Top rope down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me.
ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Ryan's gonna dance with me. Everybody says fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say watch and see. Norma Jean Ryan's gonna do. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with a light.